Episode 1229, Increase Your Flexibility and Change Your Life.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at
a stop sign, happy, happy day. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and guess what? Summer is around the corner. Maybe for some of you, it's already started. You're already sitting poolside. Well, guess what? Today, Wellness Wednesday, increase your flexibility and change your life. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, movement is essential for your overall well-being. Increase your flexibility and change your life. Like I mentioned at the very beginning, summertime is around the corner. School's going to be out, which means what? More days sitting poolside, vacation, relaxing schedules. That means we're not doing as much as what we thought we would be doing, right? We tend to slow down a little bit over summertime. Maybe we think we're moving more, but in actuality, we're not. With an increase in sedentary lifestyles, it is essential that you maintain flexibility. Otherwise, as you age, and all of us do, including myself, unfortunately, your flexibility will deteriorate and the simple daily activities will become a chore. You don't want going to the grocery store and lifting a gallon of milk to become a chore, a hassle for you, to where you don't feel like you can do anything. When I ran to the grocery store earlier yesterday, I was amazed. I saw this gentleman. He was a much older gentleman, and he was struggling with the cart. And I was with my daughter, and I said, you know what? Go help him, because I already had a couple things there and she was available. And so she went, and I just saw that. I had this glimpse of that's not what I want to be when I age. It's called a reality check. And we all need those. And I know with summertime, you don't want to hear that you need to continue to increase your movement, but you need to. We need to encourage this also even in our children. They are sitting much more than they used to. What happened to sandbox time, running and playing tag, bicycling, and imaginative play? It's all been moved to screen time with little to no movement from the couch. It's gamer this, Snapchat that, Instagram story up to bat. If you want to impact your life and your children's lives, you need to be a role model. You need to increase your flexibility and change your life. Now, a brief word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. According to the American Cancer Society January 2017 report, cancer death rates in the U.S. dropped 25% since 1991. A cancer diagnosis has historically been considered by many as life-threatening, but that is not always the case. If you or someone you love has cancer, there is hope. In recent years, there have been many amazing discoveries by the medical community, new techniques and treatments, drugs and therapies. There's hope. Every week on Health, Help, and Inspiration podcast, you will be inspired with practical information, with real-life questions being answered about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. Each program is designed to encourage your heart, educate your mind, strengthen your body, build your faith, and give you hope. You'll want to listen each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, flexibility gets you moving in all the right direction. It enhances your daily life. It's the basics that keep you healthy. You know, we all have to have the basics in life. There's a basics to having a strong marriage, right? A foundation. You can tune in every Saturday to listen to how you can build that strong foundation. Same goes for our health. We have to build a strong foundation, and part of that is flexibility. So let's expand on the purpose of it. It can help you enhance your performance in resistance training and aerobic training, some of which probably you already do. But wouldn't it be great if you got more benefits from your training than what you already are? Science supports that injury decreases with flexibility training and allows for a greater range of motion. We call this ROM. We want to have a greater range of motion. As we get older, our range of motion decreases naturally because, well, we're getting older. We're aging. Our body is what? Breaking down. We don't want to break our body down. We want to build it up. We want to keep it strong. Flexibility training helps in this. So think about it. When you are doing the laundry, which none of us can get out of, I wish I could, 5 children, and now they're getting older, which means more clothes, more outfit changes. Who would have thought that babies were a piece of cake when it came to middle school and high schoolers? Oh my goodness. But when you're doing the laundry, you're moving what? Side to side and up and down. You've got to have that support within your core, flexibility. Just a twist here can what? Tweak a muscle and have, you know, your muscle can go into spasm. Not something that's comfortable, and it can set you back what? Not just an hour or two. It can set you back days and weeks. Flexibility supports your muscles. It allows you to move more freely. Also, you become more in tune with your body where you hurt, unnecessary tightness. You know, maybe you have a cramp. You begin to understand and say, oh my gosh, this is something out of the ordinary, so I need to really watch it. Or no, I'm just tightening up. I need to stretch this area a little bit more. There's so many benefits to flexibility training. There's 5 of them. Just off the top of my head. 1, it reduces stress. Do you have stress? We all carry it, okay? It reduces stress in your muscles, especially during exercise. 2, it releases the tension, that buildup that you get when you are working out and you're ripping that muscle and tearing it apart. It releases it. So important. Why? Because when you are building muscle, you're tearing it down, it heals so it builds back up and it gets stronger and stronger. So you need to be able to release that tension so what? So your muscle can heal completely. Otherwise, we have kind of malfunctions within our body. One side of the body may try to compensate for the other side and you become what? Unbalanced. That's the last thing we want to do is to be unbalanced. 3, it helps to improve posture. We all need to stand up taller. Why? How many times have you looked at your phone today? You know, I heard something on the news that said we are pinching, looking, swiping, screening, whatever it is on our phones, our iPads, whatever they are, 2,600 times on average. Did you hear that? 2,600 times. That's ridiculous. But I'm telling you, if that's you and you're on your phone a lot or you're on your computer, any form of technology that's what got you kind of rounded over, you've got to improve your posture. Because when you get older, it's not going to improve. So you've got to have that flexibility training. 4, it reduces the risk of injury, right? You don't need to increase your injury rate because you're exercising. You want to decrease that. So let's get flexible. 5, it improves your overall strength as it increases your range of motion. And we need those joints to be what? Mobile. That's what they're there for. But if we're not taking care of them and we're allowing them to break down over time, that's not going to be good for our body. And it's definitely going to change your life for the worse. The idea is to increase your flexibility and change your life what? For the better. So let's talk about some basic Q&A for flexibility. These are questions I get often when it comes to, gosh, how much should I do this, et cetera, et cetera. So 1, how often do you perform flexibility training? If I had it my way, you need to do it daily. Yes, daily. And I would encourage you 2 to 3 times per day. It's important to do it. Now, if you have only a few minutes and you cannot get an exercise routine in, then I would encourage you to do some flexible training. Very important. So do it daily if you can. And if you can't, aim for, if you're not doing it at all, aim for 2 times a week. And then begin to increase it where it becomes what? A part of your daily routine. In the morning, you can do some basic routine exercises when you get up right at your bedside. It's not going to lengthen your morning much. In fact, if you don't hit the snooze button, you won't even notice it impacting your morning routine at all. You'll have plenty of time to get ready and to prepare yourself for a beautiful, glorious, joy-filled day. How long do you need to practice flexibility? How long should that training be? I would aim for 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per day. Okay, now that is like you really want to get your body in optimal condition. And you're like, I'm all in. That is 2 to 3 times per day, 5 to 10 minutes. Okay, now is that typical for most of us? No. Most of us are going to be lucky if we get it in after we work out. And if that's all you can do, guess what? My hat off to you. That is more than what most people do. So if you're like, I can only get that in, don't feel guilty. That is awesome. And I applaud you for doing that. But ultimately, if you really want to ramp up your health and wellness, aim for 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times per day. Now, this is an interesting one. How hard is flexibility training? Because we get older, we don't want to learn something new. We kind of cowered away from that. It's like, oh, I want to stay in my comfort zone. I don't know. It might hurt me. Stretching, flexibility training should not be painful. Okay, I want you to understand that. It should not be painful. Now, you are going to experience some discomfort or a little, you're going to feel a little uncomfortable, but the tightness is going to release. If you feel pain, now only you can decide this. If you feel pain, like a sharp stabbing pain or pain in the joint, you need to stop immediately. Do not continue that. And you need to watch that area, be aware of it. And if it gets worse, I would encourage you to go seek out medical advice from your medical provider, whether it be a physician, etc. So that's really important. Because with flexibility training, it's not about the pain where it shows progress, okay? Now, when it comes to lifting and doing resistance training, there's pain. And I would say there's more pain in lifting, okay, with resistance training or strength training when you're, you know, using weights. If you go from a 5 pound up to a 10 pound, you're going to notice some difference. And by the time you get towards the end of your reps, you're going to probably feel a different kind of hurt. And then in the morning, you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do? That was not a good idea, okay? That is totally different feeling than when it comes to flexibility training. So you have to really listen to your body and understand you should not be in pain. There will be some discomfort, but no direct pain. Now there's two types of stretching when it comes to flexibility training. That's static stretching and dynamic stretching. Static, think of it as it just being cold. It's just like, this is how it is. It's right off. There's no warm up. Nothing's happening. You just want to stretch immediately. You have an exercise and then you're kind of doing a cool down with it. No, static stretching is going to where if I'm recording with you right now, I'm going to go into a stretching movement. I'm cold. I haven't warmed up. Haven't done any jumping jacks. I haven't gotten my heart rate up or anything. My muscles are not warm. That's static. Dynamic stretching is warm. So your muscles are already warmed up. Maybe it's after a run, after your resistance training. That is where it's called dynamic stretching, okay? Now, when you have static stretching, go back, this is cold part, you're thinking more to a specific area. And when you're working that specific area, you can hold that position for like 20 seconds. Then you can rest for 20 seconds and then repeat. Okay, this is where really static stretching is. You know you've got a problem, and so you're honing in on it. Most of us are going to rely on dynamic stretching. And in my opinion, if you're not working with a trainer or someone who knows what they're doing and you're doing it on your own, maybe at home or even at the gym, then work on dynamic stretching where your muscles are already warmed up. You've done some jumping jacks, you've done some running, or you've done a full workout. This way, when you do this type of stretching, it's really the full range of motion in the area that you're working. So you can stretch it even further. And usually you can get a deeper stretch when it comes to dynamic stretching. So think of D for dynamic and D for deeper. That allows you because it's what? You're all warmed up. And you can do that. You're going to get that deeper, more lengthening stretch. And also, it helps to, during the stretching time, it maintains flexibility and reduces muscle stress and tension. All right? Whew, that's a lot. So now is your time. Take a deep breath, because I got a question for you. Are you ready to increase your flexibility and change your life? Well, of course you are. So it's time to trade the couch for a stretch. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Trade the couch for a stretch. Yep, no more sitting down. It's time for you to stand up. It's time for you, well, you can sit down, but you're going to do it with stretching. And so I want to give you some guidelines on this. A lot of us already know for stretching, but it's how we do it to make it the most beneficial, right? You want to increase your flexibility and change your life, then let's work within these guidelines to really help you gain the most benefits. Number one, go slow. Work within your limits. I know when I first started out years and years and years and years ago when I was stretching, I would follow along. Yeah, do you remember those old VHS players? I know that really, you know, it ages me, doesn't it? I'd put that in and I would watch my tape and I would be doing stretching and I'd be like, oh man, she can get really far down there. And I would try and I'm like, oh, that's not a good idea. You cannot match yourself and what you do to the person who might be, you know, you might be watching. Don't compare yourself to somebody else. If you're using a DVD, if you're listening in your earbuds, even if you're working with me online, it's not about what I can do. It's about what your body can handle. So work within your limits. Go slow. You will find that the more you do it, the more you stretch, you will increase your flexibility. It is incredible to watch. And it's a feeling of like, yes, I did this, because all of a sudden you can touch your toes, which before you were barely dangling and you could touch your ankles. So it's awesome. I would really encourage you to try that. And that's a basic stretch anybody can do in the morning, is you reach up high, okay? You create your own sunrise and you stand with, if you have great balance, you can put your feet together. But otherwise, take your feet hip width apart. Okay, that will give you the most stable balance. Then you can reach your arms coming up, and I want you to breathe deeply, deeply, deeply. Stretch up. And when you stretch up, I want you to feel every part of your body expanding outward. So as if you have a string from the middle of your head pulling yourself up. However, your feet are anchored to the floor. So you're being pulled, and I want you to feel you coming out from your feet. Your back is lengthening. Your neck is getting longer. It is an incredible feeling. So you come up with that and you go slow. It may take a minute or so. Enjoy it. And this time, you know, maybe when you do it for the very first time or two or three times, you may really have to think about it. But later, you'll be able to, you know, quote your favorite Bible verse. And so it becomes more of a meditation and a praise and worship time. I love that. So reach high to the sky, reach up, 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 and you stretch it, stretch it, stretch it. You're going to hold it, and then you're going to come down. Just let your arms come down to the side, okay? Then you're going to slowly roll down at your waist naturally. When you do that, you're going to let your arms just dangle. There is no pushing, okay? There's no pulling, trying to get yourself to the ground. You may only get to your knees and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I feel horrible. I can only go that far. Don't feel horrible. It's normal. That's a starting point for you. Pretty soon, the more you do it, the lower you'll be able to go, even when you first get out of bed. I'm telling you, you will feel so accomplished as you begin to see your stretching going further just naturally. Hang. Now, when you're hanging there, again, you're not pushing, you're not struggling, but you can fold your arms kind of like in an L position and just go side to side slightly, just to give you a little extra stretch. Now, you don't want to overdo this, especially if you have lower back problems, because you don't want to throw yourself into a tizzy and create unnecessary tension. But you can do some of that movement. Now, you can leave your arms just hanging down in front of you, okay? And then you can just go side to side. But the idea is, when you are doing flexibility training, It's smooth, slow, and steady, and breathing deeply. That's your number two for your guidelines. We talked about, you know, working within your limits. You've got to go smooth, slow, and steady. It's not jerky movements. So sometimes if our arms are just dangling, we feel like we can just kind of free fall and we can just move quickly. It's not supposed to be this way. Think of yourself as a beautiful ballerina all done up and that you're just slowly moving into the positions that you need to. Okay? That's a great stretch. We can call it the sunrise stretch if you would like to. Some people call it the sun salutation for those of you who do yoga. Same idea, okay? It's just that we're not taking it into other moves. So work on that and see how that works for you. Continuing on with the guidelines when it comes to flexibility training. You go slow, work within your limits. Number two, you're going to be breathing deeply, and it's smooth, slow, and steady. Number three, though, is you want to focus on each muscle. Like I said, when you're hanging down there, feel what it's like. Where are you tight? Maybe it's going to be one leg versus the other. So you can put and move your body weight on one foot versus the other and change that stretch just a little bit. You want to feel the tension and stress release. So you've really got to focus here. This is not a time when you're stretching and you've got the kids yelling at you. You can't focus. You can't feel your body. You want to be in tune with it, okay? So hold that stretch for about 10 to 30 seconds. Think of it as just like counting. One, two, three, four, and maybe you only get to five and you come back up and then you repeat and do it again. Eventually, you will continue to increase it, which what? That means you are lengthening your stretch. Incredible, all right? Number four, guidelines. Modify to fit your ability. So if you're one that hasn't done a lot of stretching and you're like, Christiane, I've had injuries, I'm not sure, then you know what? You can still do the sunrise stretch or sun salutation, however you like to say it, but go to a counter. And I would recommend going to your kitchen counter because it's higher. Most of our counters in our bathrooms are lower. But if you have something that's higher, and when I mean higher, I would say at least hip height or higher, okay? You can also use a wall. But a counter allows you kind of to grip. So if you're falling into it, it can kind of catch you. I don't want anybody falling down when they're stretching. So you can lower yourself slowly if you are that tight. And sometimes your hamstrings, the back of your legs, can be so tight, it's hard to move and you don't know what to do. So you can hold on and you can just simply go down real slowly thinking about, okay, I'm focused on my back of my legs. I need to feel that. I'm focused on my buttocks. What does that feel like? I need to release that tension. So modify to fit your ability. Okay, if you can't hang down by yourself because whatever, or here's another thing. If you're seeing little stars, like when you close your eyes and you see like little twinkle lights, that's not a good sign. Okay, we're not going to go into the depths of that because it has a lot of different meanings, but you don't want to be hanging upside down for a long period of time. You're a little bit unstable. Your blood sugar is probably a little low. So, by using a wall or a counter, that's giving you support that you need. So if you're one who gets dizzy easy, I would say start with a counter or a wall, okay? I want you to succeed. I don't want you hurting yourself. And finally, number five, connect the training with your meditation. So like I talked about with the sunrise stretch, when you're stretching up and all, at first when you're doing it, you're going to probably have to think about it. It's something new. It's something different. You've got to feel your body. But as you do it, maybe after 1 week, you're like, oh yeah, now I can add in my Bible verse. And my Bible verse is make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And maybe that's what you say. You know, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Whatever it is for you. Okay, maybe it's a prayer and it's your prayer time. And maybe you go through. You don't have to get on your knees. God said you don't have to pray on your knees. You can pray by stretching. Okay, so, you know, we are very busy, right? But there's no excuses. You can find time for everything. So connect the training with your meditation. Now, if you want help with this, it can be confusing, or any fitness training can be confusing. There's a lot of information out there that's misleading. And really, they promise a lot of results, But in reality, it doesn't bring them, because maybe it brought it for them, but for the average person, or more importantly for you, it did not work. If you want help with anything regarding your wellness and fitness and your health and well-being, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There'll be a little form that pops up. Fill that out. It comes directly to me. No other eyes see it. I will get back with you and we will get you scheduled for your coaching call, okay? I don't want you just hanging around, okay? Stretching, flexibility is key. And I want you to be able to live a long, healthy, vibrant life with muscles and joints that move freely, right? You want that. So flexibility is going to support those muscles. It's going to support your activity. This is all about functional training. So I can't wait to hear from you. I know this is a lot of information to take in, so you may want to bookmark this. There's going to be some exciting things around the corner that's going to help you with stuff like this. Yes, I can't give all the clues away, but it's coming around soon. We've got to get through a few more graduations. I've never traveled so much in my life. I hope that you're making time. If you're traveling a lot right now, maybe you have graduations, maybe you have dance recitals, maybe you have weddings coming up and you find yourself on the road sitting more than you are moving more, then I would encourage you to stretch. Okay, really begin to introduce flexibility training this summer. It will change your life. I promise. All right. I can see that smile on your face already. Go out, make it a great day. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.